Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to City of Iqaluit Emergency. We'll start with a moment. Thank you. Can I get an adoption of the agenda? Councillor Shepherd seconds. Thank you. Moving on to new business.
Thank you,
Mayor Bell. I'm just trying to make sure that this is online here.
Okay,
we're recommending that the local state of emergency be extended given that the detention order remains in place. I can provide you a brief update. This past week, the city submitted reporting to the Department of Health, which is required as part of the reporting in consideration of lifting the Do Not Consume order.
Recording in progress.
The GN assigned a third party to conduct a site investigation and risk review. Once complete, the CPHO will be able to determine if the Do Not Consume order can be lifted and remain in place until additional issues are addressed. This information was put out in a public service
from the GN.
So some of the other work that the city is doing is an environmental site assessment. The drilling work was completed on Friday, and sample taken and sent out. And this is to ensure that any contamination on site has migrated away and to provide certainty regarding the spill that was located on site, and just to make sure there's nothing else on the site that could cause contamination. The city changes truck services delivery over from river water to pipe water today, which means that everyone in Iqaluit is on the same consume order. The reason for this is that it was becoming increasingly difficult to pump the river, and there were concerns from our operations teams about pumps that are located on the water trucks, their ability to stay in good shape. This decision was made to limited downtime of trucks and to maintain this switchover was coordinated with the Canadian Armed Forces, which is Mantis Water Protection at the river, and the reverse osmosis treatment system that's in place. The city is installing three potable water treated water pumps. This water does not have to be boiled. The depots are located at the library, the Pinnacle Games Arena, and will be available at the Able Call starting tomorrow. And they're open from 11 to 6 daily.
11 to 6 mukaupat.
Bottled water is available at Nakushuk School from 5 to 7, Monday to Friday, and before this Saturday, and Wednesday at the Pinnacle Games Arena from 5 to 7, and Saturdays from 1 to 4. We are asking the public to reduce the amount of bottled water that they're picking up, and instead make use of the treated potable water at the depots. So plastic waste maintains other solutions and reduces costs. And finally, we are grateful to our partners at the Government of Canada, Task Force here at Iqaluit, and the Government of Nunavut Departments of Health, Department of Environment, and CTS.
Thank you, Amy. Looking for a motion to extend.
Moved
by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Seeing none, vote, all in favor. Unanimous in-house, Councillor.
In favor.
Unanimous. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Councillor Shepherd. Awa seconds.
Awa
all in favor. Unanimous in-house, Councillor Fawcett.
In favor.
Thank you. Yeah.